All right. So my indicator of the week is $100 million. That is how much the Trump administration has set aside to spend on a one-year so-called wartime recruitment strategy to hire more immigration and customs enforcement workers. So this is all according to a document that the Washington Post got a hold of. It says that immigration officials plan to flood the market with millions of dollars worth of social media ads and to pay pro-ICE social media influencers and other online creators to normalize and humanize careers at ICE through storytelling and lived experiences. That's a quote.
Well, they're already making these, right? I mean, I've seen footage of videographers trailing after agents, and then they put together these slick videos and post them on social media. So I think some of it's already happening, right?
The Washington Post couldn't confirm like whether this strategy has been implemented or how much of this strategy, but it certainly seems to coincide with ads and ad campaigns and social media content that we're seeing online. Apparently, at least $8 million of the $100 million is supposed to be spent on this influencer program. They say that they are particularly interested in veterans, former agents, and pro-ICE creators. And like, the idea behind recruiting influencers, according to this document, is to build trust through authentic peer-to-peer messaging. So they want to reach people with like a big Gen Z and millennial following, and apparently also people who are tactical lifestyle enthusiasts.